writes, should be, first of all, Ili Nishmas, some very special people. Eitan Osteen's, my close friend Naftali Zev Osteen's, grandparents, two Yortzites right around this time. My grandfather Moshe Yitzchak, Ben Eliel HaKoyen, Nisham Shavaliyah, and Chaya Sima, Bas Shalom, both the Nisham Shavaliyahs through the learning, and we should have them in mind in our learning. Mit Hashem, should be a schus for the Mishpacha, there should be Mamish Davening and Shemayim for. And additionally, for the Yortzeit of one of my Talmidot, whose father's Yortzeit is this upcoming Tu B'Av this week. And tonight we're going to learn all about Tu B'Av, so we have to have him in mind, Yudit Hershkowitz, Yudit Gluck's father, Moshe Aaron Yoshua Ben Eliezer Zussman, Neshama Shavaliyah, should be Meil Tzoyshe for the entire Mishpacha, and for all of Klal Yisrael as well. And Mirat Hashem, the learning should be a Nechama for the Mishpachos. We should, Be'ez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish, be Zoyche to be together to Chesameisim with all of them. Also, the learning should be, have in mind for Refu Shalema, for Daniel Meir and Yitzchak Dov Shaiman's grandfather, who needs Refuos, Moshe Yaakov Ben Braina, Mirat Hashem, the Refuos and Yeshuos. And the learning tonight should be Refu Shalema, Yishev Refua, Bekar of Mamish. And Lahavdil for Simcha, just want to mention, because Mamish, the Talmud was more like a son than a Talmud. Mamish so excited, such Simcha, such Bracha. And one of the Talmidim that was one of the earliest starters of our Shir, the first Chevra of this Shir about 11 years ago, Shmuel Zalman Goldsmith, Sammy Goldsmith, became a Chassan tonight, Baruch Hashem. So, Mirat Hashem, it should be, Bez Hashem, the Simcha, Shmuel Zalman and Abbey, should be Zoyecha to build a Bayis Yisrael, Mali Simcha, Mali Bracha. The Simcha they have tonight should be the small Simcha of your life. It's very, very, very exciting, Mirat Hashem. We should all just have Simchas and Besuras Tovas to only talk about continued Refuos and Yeshuas for all who need Nechama and Bracha and Geula for all of Klal Yisrael. Then it is, I can't believe we're still here. That we're giving shir here in Chutzlar, it's, you know, always this time of the year when we have such a focus over the last few weeks on Eretz Yisrael, we were all hoping and yearning and that we didn't have to sit on the floor this past week and the Gula would have come. We're still hoping and yearning the Gula's come to Karav Mamish. But then it says, you know, we enter in, we're going to enter into Shabbos Nachamu. And the question that could be asked and really was being asked before, Sheila was asking before and talking about, you know, what should our mindset be? And really the question is, where does the Nechama come from? L'maisa, there's still Churban Beis HaMikdash, and nothing's changed from a few days ago. It's not what we're going to speak about in Shir tonight. Earlier tonight I gave a whole Shir on that topic. Those who want could listen, it will be up Bez Hashem, either late tonight, but tomorrow. But for us in this room, just a very quick nakuda in that, I think one place for sure the Nechama should come from for each and every one of us is exactly what we're doing right now, and that's learning Torah. You know, I'll tell you, I felt it this year so strongly. On Tisha B'Av afternoon. Tisha B'Av afternoon is a very long afternoon. Baruch Hashem, many of us were together. We had a very special program in DRS, both Tisha B'Av night and Tisha B'Av morning. And that carried us all the way through Chasos, and then some of us went, and we went to Daven by the oil, and Daven Mincha Gedola. So all that, from the morning you wake up until about, till you finish Mincha, till 2:30, 3 o'clock, Mamish was full, Vesoyeris, and Chizik, and Avelis. But then you have from 3 o'clock till 8:30. And that's a long afternoon. And I'll tell you personally, I felt it very strongly the following, and I'm going to explain, and I'm not saying, not from a point, and hopefully I'm gaining that and getting there where I should feel a loss that not able to learn in the geshmak and the simcha of learning. And I can't say that I felt missing out on that. But I'll tell you what I did feel on such a strong level. I'm here at home. Okay, some of the time I was busy with the kids a little bit. But they were keeping themselves occupied. And mamish throughout the afternoon, I'm thinking, what could I do? What is there to do? So of course, we know we could learn those topics after the Tisha B'Av and Avelis, and could really learn Chizuk and Cyrus and Musar, but like Lemaisa, first of all, part of me was already like wanting, you know, Baruch Hashem, there was a lot of focus already on Tisha B'Av the whole morning, the night before, and it was like to continue to learn on Yoni Tisha B'Av and Avelis. And I managed felt like, I felt so lonely in a certain sense, and I had nothing to do because I couldn't learn. And Mamash, I wanted to learn so badly. I kept on walking into my library, see my wall of Svarim. And I was Mamash yearning to learn, because that's what a person does when you have time. And I had this time, and I couldn't learn. And as Chaj, I don't understand. I don't know what people do with their time when people are not into learning. And Mamash don't understand. And Baruch Hashem, the schus we have, that we have Torah, and we as B'nai Torah, when we have time upon our hands, we have the ability, there's no such thing as having not anything to do. There's no such thing as being bored. Tisha B'Av afternoon, we could be bored one time a year. The rest of the year, there's no such thing because I have Torah. So there's not a moment in my life I should ever be bored. It's an amazing thing. And that's the Nechama, that Tisha B'Av we couldn't learn. Now we can, as a schus, to go back into learning, what bigger Nechama every year. And again, not because I'm on such a level, but every year, right after Tisha B'Av, just to try to hope to be on such a level one day, before, right after Ma'ariv, before this year, together with my son, my Bechar Shmuel Yaakov, before running home to eat, I always sit down with the Gemara and learn for a few minutes. Because I'm hoping to at least to be mashviah on myself, that I should be on such a level, that the moment when Tisha B'Av ends, what am I running to? I'm running to eat? I should run to Torah. I haven't had Torah all day. I haven't had a Gemara all day. That's where we should be running. That's what we should miss. I've said over many times the story I heard from someone who was with him, who had the schus to be Tisha B'Av years ago in Gush with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein. He was very close with Rav Aaron Lichtenstein, and he was staying at Rav Aaron Lichtenstein's house. And it was, Tisha B'Av was over, and this individual went right back to the house and ready to eat, and there's a whole, the Rebbetzin made a whole entire Suda, and they're waiting and waiting, and Rav Aaron's nowhere to be found. And they wait 20 minutes, a half hour, 45 minutes, and they're starving. He goes, so finally this individual goes back to the yeshiva, and he's looking around the basement. He finds Rav Aaron in his office sitting in Steigne over Gemara. Because after Tisha B'Av, he's not running to food, he's running to learn. That's what he missed, that's what he couldn't be with. So that should be our biggest nechama, just that we could sit and learn Torah. But again, to understand Shabbos Nachmu, that's what we're not going to talk about tonight. We've spoken about this in the past, and again, spoke about this earlier tonight. I want to talk about tonight something else. And that's a day that's coming up this upcoming week. That's a day that's extremely nister. Now it's not nister that it's, when I say that it's some created yantav. It's mamish in the Mishnah, it's in the Gemara. Tu B'Av, in a very strong lashon that we're going to learn together, we're going to read. But it's very nister, and then most people don't connect to it, don't understand the depth in it, even though the Gemara goes through many different reasons. We have to understand what this day Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av, is all about. So let's learn together. I meant to, I always think it, and I forgot, but I'll, it's only a few lines to copy the Gemara, but you'll learn through the Gemara, you look at it inside. But first we start with the Mishnah. The Mishnah is in Tainus Chav Vav Amadei. It's very, very famous words, you all know it. Amar Rav Shimon Megamliya, Allah Hayya Yamim Taivim Li Yisrael Kechamisha Asr Ba'av U'Kiyoyim HaKippurim. There were no Yamim Taivim to us, like the 15th day of Av, Tu Ba'av, and Yom Kippur. It's Mamish. Just that statement alone is so incredible. We can't even imagine that Mamish, this day that we're coming upon Tu B'Av in a few more days, is on a level like Yom Kippur, and there's no other day like it besides for Yom Kippur. That's what the Mishnah says. Again, we're not reading from a Zohar here, or from more recent Hasidic, you know, Rebbe that's telling us in a nister way. It's a Mishnah. That lo hayyam taimlis rokel chanish other yom kippurim is a special day coming upon. So we have to understand this day. And what does the Mishnah say happened on this day? Shebehenim benoiz Yerushalayim yoytos bechleza lavan sheulin shalavayish as mishein lo. You know what happened on both of these days?
on Yom Kippur and on Tu B'Av, the young maidens, young girls that were of marriageable age, they'd get dressed up in white garments, white dresses that they all borrowed. Everybody wore borrowed, which is something very beautiful, that the wealthy and the poor, the wealthy shouldn't feel chashuv, the poor shouldn't feel that they have to borrow, and the wealthy don't have to borrow, so the wealthy even borrow, the poor borrow, everyone borrowed each other's dresses, so no one should feel that they unworthy. In order to what? And they'd go out, and they'd basically go out and show themselves to the young boys who were of marriageable age. To have shiduchim, to have zivugim. So that's what the Mishnah says. It's unbelievable, Pella, just think about that for a moment. Hamish, if you think about this, and again, I'm just reading a Mishnah. This is all in the Mishnah. Imagine if that went on in these days. Imagine if we said, you know, we talk about the shidduch crisis and this. So imagine if you had a community, dude, they'd be excommunicated. Nobody would talk that. You know, we talk about echvesnes. You talk about, which obviously not us in this room don't necessarily connect to and understand the problems with it, but with those quote-unquote rabbis who discuss open modern orthodoxy and these, you know, let's get any of our shuls together and on Tu B'Av have the girls go out in white dresses and dance in front of the guys. You know, what will people be saying about that shul and that rabbi? This is the Mishnah. It's something to think about. I'm not sure what I'm even getting to on that. It's just something to think about. And on Yom Kippur? Imagine on Yom Kippur that. Okay, Tu B'Av Shkoyach. Tu B'Av Shkoyach. On Yom Kippur? On Yom Kippur? Imagine, so you have your chesnish, depends where shul you're in. You have your half hour break, 45 minute break, 5 hour break, depends where you are. During break, you come out and the young girls are prancing around in front of the guys. That's what we're involved in on Yom Kippur. Unfortunately, this does go on in some places, but that's a whole other discussion for another time. But hopefully. Not in this way. Okay. Times have changed. Something to think about. So that's the Mishnah. Then comes the famous Gemara. And the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, and it says as follows. You all know this Gemara. You've learned this Gemara. Bishlam Yom HaKippurim. When the Mishnah says, it just quotes the line, Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael Chamisha Tovavu Ki Yom HaKippurim. There's no great Yantav like Yom HaKippurim and Tu B'Av. So the Gemara says, "Bishlo Yom Kippur." I understand Yom Kippur, Mishum the Isbe Slich Mechila, and Yom Shnit Nebaluchas Achrayinus. Yom Kippur is there a holier day in the year? Shabbat Shabbaton, Slich Mechila. We got the second Luchos, the Torah that we have, which was a symbolism of Slich Mechila. What a great day! What an amazing day! Lo Yom Tovim Ki Yom Kippurim. I'll be makabel that. That'd be up there on my list. That makes a lot of sense. But then the Gemara says, Ela Tu B'Av Maihi. What's Tu B'Av all about? And then we'll learn in a few moments. The Gemara goes through about six different answers to what's so great about Tu B'Av. Right, you've all learned this Gemara. You've gone through Titus. What's the obvious question? It's the obvious question. What is the Gemara even asking to begin with? The Mishnah already told us why these days are great. The Mishnah already told us. The Mishnah, this was not a Mishnah left without a Tam L'davar. You know, I'm learning Ksuvas now. Opening Mishnah Ksula, Bezula, Nisa is Yom Arvi, Bamano Yom Chamishi. Then a Bezula, a virgin, is supposed to get married on a Wednesday and a Bamano on a Thursday. And the Mishnah goes through, Shem Hayel, Atainas Bezulim. If you have a claim on the virginity, so you have to run Yashkim Lebezdin, which will be on Thursday. Okay, the Gemara asks, why not on Sunday? We all know, right? You've learned the beginning of Ksuvis. But the Mishnah, within the Mishnah already explains why Besula is on Yom Revi, but the Mishnah doesn't explain Almana Yom Chamishi. And the Gemara later goes through that, right? Here the Mishnah gave a reason for one, so the Gemara has to ask, which should have to ask them, what's the reason for the Almana? Here the Mishnah says, "Amr Shimon Leah, Lo Yiftam the Yisrael Kamei Yisrael Yom Kippurim, Shebahen, because on them the Nozi Yisrael Yerushalayim Yotzev Leilav." You know what's so great about them? That we're making Shiduchim. It already says it in the Mishnah. So what's the Gemara asking and saying? I understand Yom Kippur and coming up because of Slich Mechila, which is great. I'm not taking away from that, but it seems to be a stira on the on the Mishnah. And then what do you mean, and Tubav what? We already explained what it is, Tubav. It's the same as Yom Kippur. The women are going around creating Shidduchim. And as we all know, the Mishnah comes before the Gemara, like, well, what is going on here? So I saw such an humble little Torah. It's one of those Torahs I learned this week, and I'm so excited and waiting to give this over. So we share it together. I learned through this in Emunah Sitacha from Rav Moshe Wolfson. Mom is tremendous. So he starts to explain with a story. The story that Avnei Nezer said over about his own father. His father was the Agudos Ezov. It was the Av Bezdin and Biala. So he said about, Avnei Nezer said about his father, that every year, Matzah Yom Kippur, after Ne'ilah, after Meirev, maybe after he ate a little bit, what would he do? So he didn't go run to Tol Tav Mitzchak, to the Tish. He didn't go run to Kalin Stolen, even though, Mirtz Hashem, that's what I'll be doing. It's Mamish Me'inol Mahaba to celebrate and feel the Kedusha of the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the Simcha of Matzah Yom Kippur, the Tahara of Matzah Yom Kippur. Mamish incredible. I look forward to that every year. Ah, Mirtz Hashem, Shvizaycha. So that's not what he did. You know what he did? Right at Matzah Yom Kippur, he went to buy his Esrog. Okay, this also makes sense. We all know it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch that Matzah Yom Kippur, what should we do? We should go and build our sukkah. So we go right to do a mitzvah. In fact, it's a little bit of a stira, which we far should talk about, because in one place it says we should build the sukkah prior to Yom Kippur, to have extra chusin to go into Yom Kippur. Then it says we should build right after Yom Kippur. So many explain best is to do, if you can, build the walls before Yom Kippur and put up the schach after Yom Kippur. Therefore, you had this chusim of building some up before, and right away you go to do a mitzvah towards Sukkot, right, Matzah Yom Kippur. So, along those same lines, we're going to go buy my Esrog and Matzah Yom Kippur towards that mitzvah. Okay, shkoyach, that makes sense. But listen, Avnei's father, he didn't just buy an Esrog. He went to the Esrog store, and he bought an Esrog that was in a box, closed, sealed box. You know, in Eretz Yisrael, like they have, with the sealed box Esrog, you're not allowed to open it, you just have to trust them. And it's a little bit cheaper for that reason, whatever it is. So he bought one of these closed box esrogim. Now he wasn't trying to save a dime. But tzaddikim, we know how much they valued the hinder mitzvah, how much they valued. And tzaddikim, we hear stories, would look for hours at esrogim, every little... But you just buy a closed box of esrog. And that Nezer said every year... He'd open it for the first time to look at it, to see it on Sukkot morning. Okay, he'd take up the seal before Bistam or whatever. He'd open it but for the first time to look at it Sukkot morning. And every year, it would be the most mehudder esrog in the entire city. Every single year. I'll tell you, as a person, before we explain this, before we say over how Adonazer explained this, I'll tell you, a few years ago, this goes back, I haven't been in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot for many years. Chesnish, I don't know, whatever it was, a little over 10 years ago. And I was in Eretz Yisrael for Sukkot with my mishpacha, with my parents. And a couple days before Sukkot, or just a few days before, one night, I remember it was late at night, one night I went with my father to go buy esrogim. And we're in the big esrog shuk, like, right before Kikar Shabbos, you know, downstairs over there, which is crazy. Just the scene itself is, like, unbelievable. And we're in there, we're going from table to table. And Mamish, you know, like, with thousands of esrogim, like, you just can't find a good one. It's like a crazy Pella. You know, they ship all the good ones to America, you know, so, because they could, you know how much money they make on these. Anyways, Lamech, we're going from table to table. Okay, finally we find one or two. Then you want to go in the back, they have their abundant checking them, you know, that you can stand in line. We'll stay in the line, okay. So we see, we know, we need to buy a few for myself, for my brother Moshe, for my father. So we found a couple. And then then one guy is walking around holding like a bag. He comes up with the beautiful mehudder, it's what, esrogim in a sealed box. And it was like 30 shekel for the esrog. Mamish, I think it was 30 shekel, if I'm not mistaken, for the esrog. We just bought one for 200 shekel, bought another one for chesnish. My father said, you know what, 30 shekel?
Let's roll the dice, right? Let's roll the dice. What's the 30 shekel? What are we talking? $8, you know? Meaning. So he buys one of these 30 shekel esrogim. And I remember we opened it up afterwards. It was the most mahudr, beautiful esrog that of all the esrogim we had that sukkah. It was incredible. So okay, so maybe we didn't hear this story from the Avnezer's Tata prior, but maybe there's something to that. Maybe it's them. You're gonna say maybe it's the Muna and Bitachlin in Hashem. You know, you do your part, and when that's not what it was. Listen to how the Avnezer played. We had a mazel that year with that one esrog. We had just mazel. Listen to what the Avnezer explained, Chevra. Mamish, just even if we stopped at this story, to remember the story would be, it's such a chizik, it's such a musr teaching every one of us. So Avnei Nezer says that Yom Kippur, we know, is Yom Shabbos Shabbaso, and Yom of Tahara, and Kedusha, and Zichuch, and just by the end of Yom Kippur, every one of us is in the highest of highs. Every one of us is as pure as could be. You remember what it is in Yom Kippur, how we feel, where our machshavas are, where our heart is, what we're feeling. We just kapara, slicha, mechila, so free, such cheras. End of Yom Kippur, we're tar, we're pure. And when a person is that pure, and specifically he said about his tata, that means he was saying, what a kaddish to give, he started out. By the end of Yom Kippur, he was like a malach. So when you reach such a level, every choice you make, just by default, is going to be full of Kedusha, and full of Yashrus, and Emes, and Toiv. Every choice you make is going to be determined in who you've just become. And therefore, his Tata understood that Matzah Yom Kippur, you're on such a level, Vaz, if I'm going to choose an Esrog, I don't even have to look at it, it's going to be Hodur. It's going to be pure, it's going to be Mahadrin, Mina Mahadrin. Every year, that means to each and every one of us. Each and every one of us, we're making choices in life. Throughout our lives, daily we make choices, some bigger, some smaller. How do we know if our choices are correct or not correct? How do we know if what we're choosing is best for us, is best for fulfilling our tafkid in life? So we go sometimes, we have people, we ask for etzah, we have our rabbanim. We ask for Eitzah, we have our parents, we ask for Eitzah. When it's a business decision, we have people that we trust in business, perhaps, and that's all important, not that we shouldn't be putting in the Shtadlis. But the biggest Nekuda, the biggest Yisod to whether our choices are going to be best for us is if we're Mekadish ourselves. If we're living a life Al Pi HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kedusha V'Tahara, then by definition, our choices will be full of Yashrus, and our choices will be based on that Torah, which is the aura of our life. So comes the Rav Wolfson based on this Avnei Nezer, and he says as follows, listen closely, Chavra, Mamish, tremendous. Oh. He says, what's the most important, the biggest choice that one makes in life? There's no bigger choice than one makes in life than who's going to be your Vasher? Who's going to be your Zivuk? Who are you going to spend the rest of your life with? Who is going to be the mother to your children? Who's going to be your sole partner throughout life? What more important choice in life does one have? There's no greater choice in life that one has. Which could be daunting, could be scary. Baruch Hashem, Shmuel Zalman made that choice today, tonight. And she'll be Simcha Bracha. So how are you going to ensure that choice that you make is MS, is Yashrus, is right, is best for you? So comes Rav Wolfson and he says, the more kadosh you are as a person, the more holy you are, the more chance that your choice is going to be full of yashas and full of kedusha and full of what's best for you. So he says, therefore, now we can understand the Gemara. The Mishnah says that Yom Kippur, Mishnah already tells us, you know why the Yom Tovim of Yom Kippur and Tubav were the greatest of Yom Tovim? Because of the Shiduchim that are made, which is Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos, there's no greater Simcha in life than Simcha of a marriage, and therefore and bringing a husband and wife together and building Klal Yisrael, and therefore those days are incredible, and those days are amazing, and nothing can compare to those days. What could compare to your Chasana, to your wedding night,
Is there any other night, any other day in life that can compare to that? So lo yom tov Yisrael ki yom kippurim ketubah, because of the shiduchim that are made. And that we can all understand. That simcha we can understand. But comes the Gemara, and the Gemara wants to understand. Now the Gemara is going to take it one step further and one step deeper, Wolfson says. Now the Gemara wants to say, why are those days put aside for Shiduchim? Why are those the days set aside to find your Basharet? So the Gemara says, Bishlama Yom HaKippurim. It makes sense, Yom Kippur, even though at first glance, the Chayra made so little sense, as we said before. But now that we understand this Torah, the story from Avdei Nezer's Tata, Bishlam and Yom Kippur is going to be a day for Shiduchim and Zivugim, Mishum Achronos, because it's such a grand day, because they have Kedush and Tara and Dikuch and Slich Mechila, what better day in the year to find your Basharet? It makes so much sense why that's going to be the day. What better day to make that choice? What better day to find out who you are and make the right choice in life? But then the Gemara asks, El Tuba of Mayi! Why is Tubav that day? Why are we making Shiduchim on Tubav? What's so chashuv on Tubav? What's so chashuv that that's going to be the day that should be the day that you make your choices? That's so kaddish and tar and therefore full of simcha and Shiduchim. What's going to be? And then the Gemara starts going through answers. And listen to how he touches up each answer. We'll come back to the first answer, because that's a little deeper in Kabbalistic. We'll come back to it. I want to just go start a pattern. We're going to skip the first and go to the second answer. Amar Rav Yosef Amar Nachman, Yom Shehuter Sheva Ben Yamin Lavo Bakal. The day that Sheva Ben Yamin was allowed to come back into the Kilo, come back into Klai Yisrael, was accepted, was married, and for a long time Sheva Ben Yamin was on the outskirts. Why? By the Pilegesh Begiva, right? Everyone didn't want anything to do with Ben Yamin. So what is that? That's a day of Acht, it's a day of Kapara for them, a day of Slichum Chila for them, a day of Tahara, it's a day of Shiduchim, a day to make that choice. Next answer, Rabbi Rachan Amri Yechonim, Yom Shekolu Bo Meisei Midbar, the day that in the Midbar the people stopped dying after Chet Meraglim. When they stop dying, what is that again? Why are they stopping dying? Yom Slich Mechila. It's a day of Slich Mechila, a day of Kapara. It's also a good day for Shiduchim. A day where we obviously reach the high level. Next answer. Ulamar, Yom Shabitul Hoshea Ben Ela Prus Dios Shahushim Yeravim Ben Navat Al Drachim Sholial Yisrael Leregel. Yeravim Ben Navat was his big Rasha. And Yeravim put up, you know, roadblocks. So that Klal Yisrael couldn't get to Yerushalayim for the regalim and couldn't bring Kurbanos. And came finally Hoshea ben Ela, and he took those away. He allowed us to go Beis HaMikdash. He allowed us to go and bring Kurbanos. We again are going to reach that level of Kedusha, of Slicha Mechila. Yoyim of Shiduchim to make that choice. Next answer of Mas number Yom Sheninu Haruge Beitar Lekvura. The Haruge Beitar. As we know, Beit HaMikdash was destroyed. We learned about that Tisha B'Av. They were able to have kvura, a sense of slicha mechila. Rab, finally, the last answer we'll discuss right now, or until we get back to the first. Rab Rabbi Yosef, Yom Shepaschul Melichos Eitim Lamaracha. The day when they stopped cutting all the wood for the Mizbeach, they had all the wood ready to bring Karbanos, to bring Kapara, to bring Slicha Mechila. Every single answer is about Slicha Mechila and Kapara. And therefore what? What better day to make choices when you're reaching levels of Slicha Mechila, Kapara, and Tahara? Going back now to the first answer, and this is a little bit deeper, but this is what Rav Wolfson explains. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, Yom Shehutru Shvatim Lavo Zeh B'Zeh. When the Shvatim started being allowed to marry into each other, and we were afraid of the land being transferred from one Shevet to another Shevet. There are 12 Shvatim. The 12 Shvatim are connected to 12 months of the year. And some of those months are full of Simcha and Bracha. Some of those Shvatim represent Simcha and Bracha, a month of Adar, a month of Nisan. But some of those Shvatim represent Tammuz and Av, where the Shem Havayim, even though it's backward, is full of Din. When they're Mahurim Zebzeh, when they're marrying into each other, this thing, they're having Ashpa on each other. The Simcha is having Ashpa on the difficulties. The Rachamim is having Ashpa on the Din. Also a wonderful time to now make choices, reaching high levels of Kedusha Tahara. So you hear what Wolfson's saying, Chavra.
that every answer, again, is telling us it's a day of Slicha Mechila, just like Yom Kippur, and therefore when you reach a level of Kedusha and Tahara, that's the best time to make your choices. That's the best time to make the most important choices. And for sure when it comes to Shiduchim. So just like the Gemara is answering, just like Yom Kippur is the day when I'm on the highest level, so I'm going to want to choose my Basharit because my choices are going to be best. So too is Tuba of such a day. I want to suggest one other answer not brought down in the Gemara. Yom Kippur Vad, that we all know, is such a day of Chizuk, such a day of Hesorah, such a day where we are true to ourselves. Coming from a different place and coming from a different point, I don't think there's any other day that's second but Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, unfortunately, is a very sad day, and unfortunately a day we don't want, and we're hoping and yearning that we'll never have it again. But who that spends the day properly doesn't have tremendous Hesorahs? Who doesn't have a day of tshuva, a day of tremendous hischaskus and thinking about who they should be and who they're supposed to be and what they're going to do to bring geula? Who here isn't their best self on a Tisha B'Av just like they are on Yom Kippur? It's not the day after, because it's still, we're in the days of Shiva and you have to end that, and you end that by Tu B'Av. But we just went through a similar chizik of Yom Kippur. You have the same inuyim as we're trying to be more spiritual, more ruchnias, not be bound by gashmias, both on Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. So again, similar to Yom Kippur, what better day to make the choices in our life of who we're going to marry than when we're most b'kedusha, we're most b'tahara, which teaches each and every one of us such a deep level from this, such a deep lesson from this Torah. And that is to recognize and realize if we want to make the proper choices in life, and vada when we choose our basharit, but in all the choices in life, whether it's choosing what profession to go into, whether it's choosing how to spend a summer month, whether it's choosing on a random Sunday how to spend our free time, whatever the choices in life we're making, realize the more kaddish and tar and closer to Hashem we are, the more of a chance those choices will be what's best for us, will be yashrus. That's how we make the best choices in life. How do we ensure that? How do we ensure that? So there's one more message of this Gemara in Tainus. It's a beautiful, and it's quoted often in Sifrei Musar, Rabbeinu Gershom. The Rabbeinu Gershom, when he discusses that last answer we spoke about, the last answer, again, we went out of order, we went back to one, but the sixth, which was Rabbi Rav Yosef, Rabbi Yom Shepasku Milchos Eitim Lamaracha. The Tu B'Av is the day that they stop cutting the wood for the Mizbeach. So the Rebbeinu Gershom says as follows, Yom Shepos Milchos Eitim Lamaracha, Umikan Ve'elech Mosifin Lasok B'Torah. So if they stop doing that, now they have more time on their hands, and those individuals can learn more Torah. The way to ensure that we're have the clarity to make those choices that we're B'Kedusha Tahara, not just on Yom Kippur or at Tisha B'Av or Tu B'Av, but always, the more connected we're Torahs, Kiner Mitzvah V'Torah are, Torah gives us that clarity. And that's, by the way, the next line in the Gemara. Right after that, the Gemara says, what happens Tu B'Av? Tu B'Av year after year is when the day starts to get shorter. The day starts to get shorter. The light is diminished. It used to be they didn't have electricity, so depending on how long the day was how long they were working. If you're working in the field, you're working till nightfall. So if in the middle of the summer, you're working until 8:30 at night. Tu B'Av is when things start to get shorter, nights. So what does that mean? You have more time to learn. As the Gemara says, Mikan Ve'elech Demosif Yosef. From this point on, those who add on to their learning will add on to their lives. Udelo Mosif, but you don't add on to your learning when you have that time. Ye Osif, you'll be gathered. And the Gemara says, Tikre Eme, you'll be gathered to your burial. It's not worth living if you're not using your time properly. To what? To learn Torah. Lasuk B'Torah. So this as well, this time of the year is saying it's time to put in more time in our Limud HaTorah. And that's how we'll have the clarity to make all the right choices in life. Torah or. When we have time in our hands, we should be learning. Said over many times the story of Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zatzal, who once walked into a shul for Meiriv, and he asked, what time, he didn't know what time Meiriv was in the shul, what time is Meiriv? And the guy says, it's either 9:05 or 9:10. He says, I need to know what time. And the guy says, what do you mean? What's the difference? It's 9:05, 9:10, it's only 5 minutes. The Rebbe says, do you know what I could do with 5 minutes? Do you know how much Torah I can learn in 5 minutes? I need to know. That we have to, when we have extra time on our hands, it's time to learn Torah. But we have to understand this message. We have to understand this message of Tubav is the message of Yom Kippur. It's the message of understanding that if we want to make the proper choices in life, if we want to make the proper choice in life, we have to be steeped in Kedusha and Tara like the Tata of the Avnei Nezer. And then even blindly it will happen. Even blindly it will happen. With Siyata Dishmai. You know, I was talking, it was a WhatsApp messages back and forth today with a Talmud of mine who right now is on an NCS by Kolel. Hashem, we have a lot of Talmud and NCS by Kolel in touch and doing beautifully. And this Talmud, so he was sending me a message today, Baruch Hashem, he sounds amazing, he's learning beautifully, he's growing, he's great. But he sent me a message, Kolel is only another week and a half, whatever it is. And he's so scared of what's going to be when he comes back here. What's going to be when he comes back here and all his friends that weren't on Entzis by Kolel. And he knows they're going to want to hang out with him and they're going to be involved in Kol Averos, Kol Ataivas, Tachas HaShemesh. And it's the summer and there are going to be things going on. And how is he going to make the right choices? How is he going to make the right choices? Now he feels great about himself, he's growing, he feels good. How is he continue to make the right choices? That's what he left me a message exactly asking that. How's he going to make sure to have the consistency that he's built to make those right choices? The emes is, like we're saying tonight, again, there's a lot of avoidas and gedarim that have to be made, and I'll talk to this individual next week, Amir Tashem, we've set up to talk and to discuss and to prepare. But the most important to make right choices is just to work on your own connection to Hashem, your own Kedusha, your own Tahara, and by default, you're going to make the right choices. You can't not. That's what Rav Wolfson's teaching each and every one of us. And that's the Yisod, and that is the lesson of Tu B'Av, how it's so great like a Yom Kippur, as we're going to make those choices of our Basharet on those two specific days. And that's how we're going to have the biggest nechama, bring Mashiach. You know, Rav Wolfson says that the MS is that really deeply, really deeply, Tu B'Av is a yomtov for the future. How so? So he says, Rosh Chodesh, Tosfos and Brachos, Avyadal, it tells us that the hal of Rosh Chodesh is a minog. It's not on the same level of chiyav like yomtov, as we know. That's why we don't say a full hal. So Rav Wolfson explains, based on an idea from Rav Tzadok, that Rosh Chodesh is really a yanta for the future. And therefore it's hidden. There's not much. What do we do on Rosh Chodesh? We have this minog to say hala. Outside of that, we don't do anything. It's really a yanta for the future. He brings down from the Suda the Shol HaMelech had, for Malachim, it's for the Zman. That's why Rosh Chodesh is about setting the time for Yamim Tovim, and Yamim Tovim was Oilu Regel, and for Beis HaMikdash. Rosh Chodesh is a yanta for the future, so we don't connect to it yet. He's a similar Tu B'Av as the Yanta for the future. Because Tu B'Av is that celebration of Nechama post Tisha B'Av, where we're already looking to, and that's why it's so Nister, and that's why we don't know much about it, because it's for the future. But now, tonight, we're understanding maybe how to get there. Maybe how to make the right choices in order to build that future. In order to bring that future, that Asad Lava of Mashiach. And the more we're steeped in this Kedusha Tara, the more those choices will be correct. The moral to be correct when we, you know, sometimes, as we said, and what we're talking about, the specific choice on Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av is our Basharet. Sometimes that's a little trivial, a little confusing, and we date girls and we don't know what's going on. The more Kaddish you'll be, the more Tahari you'll be, the more clarity you'll have in that as well. The more clarity you have in that as well. So, Bez Hashem Shbarach, we should be Zaycha, each and every one of us. We should be Zaycha. Not just to Shabbos Nachnu, not just to Tu B'Av, but the ultimate Nechama, the ultimate Simcha. But until that time, we could bring that Nechama, bring that Simcha in our own lives through a deep Kesher to Torah, a deep Kesher to Kedusha. That way we'll know and we'll have the Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos. Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos, the Argad Ayob talks about that by Shiduchim, by making the Shiduch. Ein Simcha Katar Sveikos. No greater Simcha Katar Sveikos. So we make decisions in life, we have svekos. We have doubts, did I make the right decision, not make the right decision? The more Kaddish we are, the more we'll have Simcha, because I'm not going to have doubts. I'll know that it's Yashar, I'll know that it's right, I know that it's the best decision I can make. And Mirtz Hashem will make all the proper decisions based on a Kedush Taro. We'll see all these decisions being made. So he'll make his decision to bring Mashiach, and Heir Yemenu, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Gula Shleima, and Heir Yemenu.